In the early 1980s, there was a severe economic depression here in our country that left my dad, who was a carpenter, unemployed for more than 2 years. During each of those 2 years, he worked only 200 hours for his employer. He would fill in with side work when he was able to find small jobs. I can remember going with my dad to knock on doors looking for work, waiting with him at the unemployment office to hand in paperwork each week, and helping out with small jobs after school and on the weekends. My mom and I often waited in lines to pick up government cheese and butter. At my elementary school cafeteria, I washed dishes to offset the cost of my school lunch. By the time I left grade school, I knew I did not want to be poor. My dad had a saying that I began to live by. He would say, "Make hay while the sun shines." When I entered middle school, I knew I wanted to be a carpenter. I discovered that craftsmanship was a gift that I'd been given, and it brought me joy to use it. I began working for myself at 16, and my life began to revolve around making money and growing my company. When Maria and I were first married, unfortunately, she came last. My work always came first. My work-life balance was completely off. Things began to change inside me, though, when our daughter was born. Together, Maria and I discerned to adjust the work my company was taking so that I would be the one at home with our children. To be honest, I had many reservations with this idea. Carpentry was easy for me. And as soon as I would find out, being a father had its challenges, but it was also filled with rewards I never would have imagined. There are times in our life when Jesus has requests for us, but there's something that restricts us from following him. My own pride was inhibiting me from following God more closely and putting my wife and family first. I'm not going to lie, leaving my company as I knew it was difficult for me. However, I would not have traded it, the time I was gifted with my children, for anything in this world. My children taught me how to love. Children have that ability to teach us what the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist looks like. From my place of pride, I had believed God was teaching me to work hard so I wouldn't be poor, only to find out later he was showing me his expectations for loving the poor. God has made each of us for a divine purpose, which is to love. What then are those obstructions that inhibit us from hearing God's call to follow and learn from him how to love? In our gospel, we hear how Jesus called his first four disciples by the Sea of Galilee. Fishing was a major industry on the Sea of Galilee, and these first disciples would have owned the necessary nets and boats to engage in this kind of work. I am simply amazed at the magnetic influence of Jesus. How was it possible for these four industrious young fishermen, including Peter, who was married, to immediately drop everything, leave home, and follow him? Looking at how important the fishing business at the Sea of Galilee was, it is clear that the first disciples of Jesus were leaving behind a very secure and stable lifestyle. The disciples' lack of desire to prepare and the quickness of their response highlight just how attractive and persuasive Jesus must have been. At once, they left their nets and followed him. These nets also represent those things with which restrict us at certain times in our life from following Jesus closely as his companion. Those nets restrict us from our divine purpose, which is to love. Once the disciples left their nets and followed him, Jesus began his ministry in earnest, teaching them to love the oppressed, the poor, poor and the hungry. What are those things that, like the net, we get tangled up in and restrict us from being the person that Christ desires us to be? For some of us, like myself, it is pride. We believe our worth is tied to our work and what we can produce. The result is that we love ourselves more than we love our neighbors. For others, it may be the time we spend with social media or video games that keeps us away from the one-to-one quality time with those we love. Addictions to pornography, alcohol, and drugs restrict us from being truly free to love those around us. Even complaining about our sufferings can become a net which inhibits us from feeling God's loving presence with us. Today, after receiving the Eucharist, I simply invite you to quietly reflect on what net God is asking you to leave behind. You may just discover a small voice that is not your own, calling you to love.